Let's start this one off with cricket South African under 19 seasoned campaigner Karabo Miso is quite confident going into their junior T20 World Cup final against India in Malaysia tomorrow.
There's no pressure. It's just like a cricket game, but there's a name on the cricket game, which is a final. I think we'll just take one ball at a time and just play our best, and also for our country.
Now, the baby Proteas beat Australia by 5 wickets in the first semi-final after Ashley van Wyk took 4 wickets to secure their place in the decider. The Aussies were limited to 105 for 8, where after Gemma Buerta top scored for South Africa with 37, and they reached the target with 11 balls to spare. In the second semi-final, India first limited England to 113 for 8, and then cruised to a 9-wicket victory within 15 overs. First ball of tomorrow's final is at 8:30. And then it's pride at stake for Durban Super Giants when they play their final Betway SA20 match against Joburg Super Kings at the Wanderers tonight. The team, which reached the final last year, couldn't survive the group phase this year after winning only 1 out of 8 matches. Joburg is still in the playoff zone, winning 4 games while 1 was undecided. Clash tonight gets underway at 5:30. And then in some football, quickly, a big match is on the cards. It's the Soweto Derby at Soccer City between Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates, which kicks off at 3:30 this afternoon. Over to rugby, Scotland boss Gregor Townsend believes that coming up against the best Italian rugby side ever when they host them at Murrayfield in the Six Nations this afternoon. They were beaten by the Azzurri in Rome last year. Townsend says his team will have to hit the ground running if they to get the victory.
They play a brand of rugby which is, you can call it intelligent, you can call it pragmatic, but it's very structured, but also they have the individual talent and the ambition to move the ball wide too. So yeah, we're expecting a top quality opposition like we'll get throughout this championship.
Scotland have not won the title since 1999. And then it's an early morning start for youngster Leila, who's at the start of greatness in her career as she heads off to play indoor hockey in Kloof this morning.
Right now, my mom and I were going to my second high school game in Kloof. Meanwhile, we live in Palito, so we have to wake up quite early for this. And this is how the rest of our Saturdays are going to be looking for the rest of the indoor hockey season.
Hopefully sooner than later, I'll be saying Storkies player, Leila.
Go, Leila, go.
Go, Leila, go. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sports.